some tragic stories here of roof collapses due to snow and ice on roofs. If you are a, you own a home, right? Are you concerned about this? Should you be concerned about it? What I don't know about ice and snow buildup on your roof of your house would fill a very large room. That's why Joe Palumbo joins us right now. Joe is with the Ice Dam Guys. D-A-M. Get it? Ice Dam?
Yeah, I get it. Ice Dam Guys.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, good morning to you.
Hi, Bruce and Judy. Good morning to you.
My goodness. This is like New Year's, Christmas, birthday rolled all into one because good grief, do we have some problems on roofs right now. Can you help me understand a little bit about what we've been seeing, about the buildup? What is unique about why roofs are collapsing, why gutters are full? Tell me how that works from your industry perspective.
Well, I mean, right now, there's a good couple feet of snow on top of roofs, and the biggest problem with these roof collapses are flat roofs. Most angled pitched roofs don't have a problem unless they are very, very, very old. Mm-hmm. And the even bigger problem, you know, I know the roof collapses always seem to grab the headlines because they are dangerous and scary. But the biggest problem is really these ice dams. I mean, we just have hundreds and hundreds of calls every single day with people having leaks in their house caused by these ice dams. And they've got ceilings collapsing, and it's pretty bad.
Okay, so now you've really scared me, Joe, because I have a house in the suburbs, and I have icicles that are like, and I'm not kidding, 6 feet. Oh, you know, they're so big, they're hanging on both sides of my house.
Wow.
My gutters are totally frozen. So what can I do besides call you? Is that the only, the only thing I can do?
Start with calling them, but if you could.
So one of the biggest warning sign for a problem is icicles. Mm-hmm. And not every icicle is scary, but the bigger the icicle, the greater the chance the root of that icicle is attached to a large ice dam.
Good point.
So when you say you've got large icicles, well, the root of that large icicle is an ice dam. And, you know, if you don't have leaking, Judy, well, it's a gamble. Do you call and spend the kind of money it takes to have it professionally removed and possibly have wasted your money, or are you averting disaster? It's a toss-up.
What kind of money are we talking, Joe? What an average homeowner, if they want to get their ice dams removed?
Oh, it varies so greatly. Some projects we can take care of in as little as a few hours. Other projects, and not necessarily bigger houses, some of the worst ice dams can honestly be on the smaller houses. It can take several days, and I know that's scary, but, you know, and at several hundred dollars an hour for the service, it can add up fast.
Yeah. Again, we're talking to Joe Palumbo from the Damn Ice Guys. How do you guys get rid of this ice buildup on roofs? What is the process you go through? Are you up there with a pickaxe, Joe?
No, Lord, no. That's old school.
Got it. Of that mission.
But we use steam. So step one really is to climb up on the roof and remove some snow, because the ice dam is almost always covered with snow, and we don't know how big it is until we remove the snow off of the ice dam. And then we fire up our steamer, which is antifreeze when we get to every job. So we have to de-antifreeze it. It's quite a process.
Yeah.
And we climb up on the roof. And just imagine cutting a tic-tac-toe board into that giant ice dam and then removing it in chunks, which is a lot faster than removing it, melting it from the top down.
Wow. Wow. This is a complex thing. And you know, for a lot of people, it could be saving them a lot of money because, as you said, that thing sits up there. It starts, you get leaks,
right.
Ceiling collapses, a variety of things. Joe, I'm going to let you get back to work only because I know you got to be busy right about now.
It's unbelievable. We are helping as many people as we possibly can, working night and day.
Yeah.
And the weather has been interesting out in the Windy City.
You're being very kind.
Yeah.
Up on a roof.
Hey, Joe, thank you for your time.
Thanks,
best of luck,
Joe.
And be careful up there on those roofs.
That damn guy.
That's right? Most importantly, thank you.
IceDamGuys.com, D-A-M, IceDamGuys.